This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
I can see him winning this game.
Big deal.
So it's like a sweet potato pie, except without the crust.
Why is it called sweet potato poo?
Because that's what my mother told us it was.
And what mommy said, that's what it's called. That's what it's called.
How do you find a male hooker?
Yeah.
Come on, you dumbass. Eat me.
Finally, but not last, winner of the Golden Boot, the tournament's top scorer, and the Golden Ball, the best player, Megan Rapinoe.
What?
Bye. Let's hate, man.
Rockin' to the dawn.
Try peanut butter aid.
The best tonight.
Nice to have you along. Welcome, all of you.
Some of you.
No, all of you.
There's probably one out there that I'm like, you know what? Not you. I'm not welcoming you.
You think Luigi listens to the club?
Dude, that dude's social media is blowing up.
Sure is.
Buck is referring to Luigi Mangione.
If you thought that this story couldn't get any weirder, I give you this.
Well, I mean, I don't know how weird it is. I mean, look, it's pretty clear now that it was just...
some rich, spoiled kid that hated commerce but loved Starbucks and McDonald's.
It's a lone gunman.
Yeah.
So this has to do with the United Healthcare CEO shooting we talked about last week, where he was gunned down right there on the streets of New York. The guy... I mean, it looked like an assassination, like a hit.
Like a professional hit, yeah.
But it turns out the shooter, they have caught him. He was sitting in a McDonald's in Mexico.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, not Mexico. In Pennsylvania.
He had
pretty much the same. Yeah. He was having a margarita at McDonald's.
I guess he was using the same.
He went to the same Chili's that Souk went to. That's what it was.
Yeah, so he had two things on his person of interest. One, he had the gun.
Yeah.
He had it. Apparently, it's 3D printed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they call it a ghost gun that you can basically assemble these parts at home.
He still had it on him.
Yeah. I love, by the way, there was a lot of like... There's a lot of news stories like, oh my God, he used a ghost gun. What are we going to do about these? And like it was used... It doesn't do any good to use an untraceable gun and then just keep the gun.
throw it in a dumpster, dummy.
The whole point of the disposable gun is that you can that you can't trace it and you can just throw it away.
For someone that was so calculated and so planned, that was a really weird twist.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is like he kind of wants to get caught.
It does feel that way.
He the other thing he had on him, he had a handwritten manifesto.
Yeah.
And it was railing against the healthcare system.
Dare I say a two-page manifesto, though? Is
not
it
long enough?
Well, I want more from a manifesto. I feel like a manifesto needs to be at least, well, like, 8 to 10 pages.
Maybe he's only 26.
Yeah. He's an Ivy League guy, though.
Maybe it's a work in progress.
I just thought,
like most men, like my manifesto, I'm still adding to it.
Still working on it.
And I do carry mine with me.
Well, here's the thing, though. If you're going to commit murder with your manifesto, I need your manifesto to be longer. And not just, I don't like the healthcare system. Like, eh.
Yeah. It's funny that he's eating at a McDonald's.
I'm talking about healthcare.
When he just took out the healthcare guy. At any rate, he's, boy, if you haven't seen the photo, he is a handsome devil.
Yes, he is.
He's all ripped. Mm-hmm. For some reason, they put out like the most flattering photo of him.
Well, they took it right from his Facebook page.
Is that what it is?
He's like shirtless, like climbing the mountains in Hawaii, ripped and like.
Well, that was off his Tinder profile. So we already have his Twitter account, which was suspended and then brought back. We have his like Facebook profile, and we have his Tinder profile, and a bunch of his Google reviews as well. He's a big fan of The Lorax. He's a big fan. He gave the Unabomber's manifesto 4 out of 5 stars, and he doesn't like Japanese porn.
If you walked into that McDonald's,
yeah,
in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm, would you have recognized him? Like, would that have?
Nah.
Would you have been like side-eyeing him?
Nah.
I don't think I would either.
Well, but had that gone down. Let's say that happened in Seattle. And they were like, hey, in the Pacific Northwest, maybe I'm looking a little closer for it.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know.
Yeah, let's put it that way. Let's say it did happen in Seattle.
Yeah.
And you're in Portland. Mm-hmm. Although, I mean, yeah, that's
fair. Fair. It's right.
Are you recognizing him? I don't think I am.
I don't know if I am, but at least I'm taking a look.
Or even coming close. Apparently, it was a McDonald's employee that was like, hey. You're that guy.
Oh, see, I thought I read it was an elderly patron who was also at McDonald's.
There's so much information that's coming and going now. It's hard to know. I'm with Rob. I thought I read that it was an employee, but maybe I'm wrong.
I read it was an elderly person. I suppose it could be an elderly employee.
Well, I will say
the olds, nothing gets by them.
No,
that's right.
The olds pay attention. And this is my thing. I tend to be a looky-loo around. Like, when I'm at a place, I tend to keep a general eye because I don't really trust people. So I feel like there's a chance, but I also didn't think that the photos that they put out, I didn't think they were very good. Certainly not enough to where I would be willing to call the cops and be like, hey.
Well, he had a hoodie.
I think I got it.
Yeah, that's the thing. We didn't get a great look at him, and we didn't have an identity. So saying, oh, I saw this guy, that's a pretty tough.
Well, he did kind of look a little generic, too, and he had a hoodie on. But, I mean, we did get to see his face, and he's handsome. Yeah. Like, those eyebrows alone should have an agent. I mean.
Oh, that dude's going to be popular in prison.
So, yeah, so he was sitting at McDonald's. They call the cops. They come and pick him up. He has the gun on him. Obviously, they can't quite yet charge him with the murder of the United Healthcare CEO, but they'll get to it. They got him for 5 other things, including one felony count of forgery, one felony count of carrying a firearm without a license.
Yeah, he had 4 fake IDs with him.
Four fake IDs, including the one that I guess was used to check in at the hostel. And again, the gun, hey, dumbass, you might want to ditch the gun.
Think he's planning on using it again?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Do you think that was the Super Bowl for the Altoona Police Department?
I think so. Well, until that old, how many times, if it really was an old lady, how many times is that old lady called the cops?
And been wrong? Yeah.
That's the same old lady that called the cops on me for walking in my neighborhood late at night.
Yeah, New York, or NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch said he was taken into custody after he was recognized by a McDonald's employee.
Yeah.
He was found with a fake New Jersey ID. It was used in a Manhattan hostel where he was believed to have stayed, as you mentioned.
They got McLovin.
They found the ghost gun as well as a suppressor consistent with the weapon used in the shooting. He was also found with clothing and a mask that matched last week's shooting. I mean, like, the guy was not
hiding.
Didn't try to ditch anything.
So I don't.
What are you doing, my man?
Well, okay, so here's another element of it that may explain something, and that is that he's mentally ill.
Yes.
He said, so there are, he has a Goodreads profile. Mm-hmm.
Avid reader, like 400 books he's done.
Yeah, he reads a ton, and Goodreads is a profile where it lists the books that you've read, and then it lists other books that you want to read.
Yeah.
And it said that he has read or wants to read books about mental illness, the creator of the atomic bomb, the science of psychedelics, and living with chronic back pain. He's only 26.
Yeah.
So that sheds a little light into it. And in his manifesto, or no, it was Reddit. They said he was very active on Reddit.
Yeah.
And on there, he's been praising the Unabomber. He's saying, peaceful protest has gotten us nowhere. People who say that violence has never solved anything are cowards and predators, which does raise a question, Jason. Where exactly did Ted Kaczynski get us?
Yeah. What do you mean, where did he get us?
Well, again, he's saying peaceful protest has gotten us nowhere.
Yeah.
Where exactly did Ted Kaczynski get us?
Well, nowhere, but, you know, blew some people up.
So, kind of a bad argument.
Kind of a bad argument.
From the young man there.
Yes. Well, but again, this is, to your point about being crazy, crazy people don't know they're crazy. There's a great scene in the...
Well, like, it sounds like he knew he had mental illness.
Yeah, what is it? The third Silence of the Lambs movie where Hannibal Lecter is talking to Ed Norton's character. And he says, well, do you think you're smarter than me because you caught me? And he goes, no, you're way smarter than me. And he goes, well, then how did you catch me? And he goes, well, you had disadvantages. And he says, like what? And he goes, you're insane. Well, you know, it's a hell of a point. Like, I mean, clearly the dude is a few happy meals short, you know, of a full meal there. He's crazy. And the weird part is that he has become now, like, and this is the whole premise behind the Joker movie. He's become like a cult hero. Dude, people are saying, dude, let this guy off. Get me on the jury.
The Altoona McDonald's is getting flooded with one-star reviews for ratting him out.
For ratting him out. Like, dude, this guy is a cold-blooded murderer. Whatever you think of healthcare, you can't go around like the Ted Kaczynski thing. It's a very good point on you. Where did that get us? It didn't get us anywhere. Like, these idiots that think they're going to start some sort of social revolution. Dude, get over yourself, D-bag.
In their defense on the one-star McDonald's ratings, the McRib is back.
Yeah, that is true.
And that thing is, I don't know if you've ever had a McRib. It's one star.
Is that why he was in the McDonald's? He had to try the McRib before he went down one last time?
And how many ladies are lining up for this guy right now?
Oh, gosh. His prison dance card, and fellas, by the way, because he's going to be popular in prison. Conjugal visits and all that stuff. He's going to be really, really popular. They're already casting him. Dave Franco, I think already everyone's like saying has to play him in the Lifetime movie. I mean, he's writing stuff on bullets. He's got Monopoly money. It's a cry against the system. Yeah, this whole thing is going to be sensationalized. They're going to cover the trial. There's going to be dancing Itos, you know, on Saturday Night Live. And it's kind of a shame. Look, I don't know this CEO, bro. Maybe he was the devil incarnate, but at the same time, a dude was just going about his day and got drilled in the back of the head, and it's going to become a punchline, and this piece of crap is going to be viewed as some sort of like Jack Kerouac anti-hero thing. And that's a weird place we're in. And by the way, healthcare people might want to take a look at your industry as a whole when one of your own gets murdered and everyone seems to think it's kind of a fantastic thing.
I guess this CEO was one of a handful of execs, too, who had recently dumped a bunch of stock when they weren't supposed to. And he was getting sued for $121 million.
Yeah.
Whoa. Luigi Mangione, 26.
And the fact that his name is Luigi.
I know. So fitting. He's originally from Maryland. His last known address was in Honolulu, Hawaii. They say that he graduated from the University of Pennsylvania, and he went to prep school in Maryland. He comes from money.
He was valedictorian there.
Valedictorian. Yeah. He graduated with a bachelor's and a master's degree in 4 years. He did them at the same time. Guy was very bright. Just goes to show you, those damn rich kids, they appreciate nothing.
But people who knew him, this is something I've seen over and over online, is that I guess he had a back surgery himself. You know, you mentioned that he was reading about ailments and back pain and things like that. People who knew him said he really changed right after that procedure and kind of like went off the reservation, so to speak. Mm. And I guess family members had been trying to get in contact with him for months and they hadn't heard from him since like early October. So it seems like in addition to having all these ideas, he did have some kind of break maybe.
Mm. Sad on all levels.
It is. Except for like social media people, because this is like gold mine. conspiracy theorists out there and memes and...
Well, there's lots of pretty funny stuff out there about him.
There is. And I find myself occasionally chuckling, and then I try to remember that some innocent bastard just got gunned down in cold
blood. But if we can't laugh, what do we have, Jace? Look, it's not going to change...
What are the troops even fighting
for? That's right. It's not going to change anything.
Yeah, if
let's
we have to live with murder being sad, what are we going to do?
Right.
A handsome guy named Luigi, and he's arrested at McDonald's, and he's got a manifesto, and I just hope it doesn't lead to other people. You know, we're so dumb, and because he's so popular now, you see that he's gained, like, it's like 40,000 people have already followed him, like, on all these social media accounts. And by the way, everyone, he's not going to be updating Twitter anytime soon. He's going to be a little busy for a while.
Did you see what Burger King tweeted? I'm sorry, I got to put this out there.
Was this real?
Yeah.
I saw the screenshot. I didn't know if it was actually on their feed or not.
Okay, well, that's a good question. I shouldn't say.
I didn't know, but if they did, it's genius.
Yeah, we don't snitch.
Should have gone to Burger King.
I got to double check on that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Another one that was funny is somebody said, like a true Italian, Luigi Mangione's fatal error as an assassin was giving himself away by stopping to flirt with the cashier at the cafe.
It is true.
That's what got him.
If he just kept his damn mask up.
Yeah, that's
no
true.
Idea.
It's really true. Like, if we didn't have the mask down, him smiling, flirting with the girl at the hostel, I think he gets away with it.
Can we also give some credit to the I really thought that the police department, that this was going to drag on for such a long time. They caught this bro pretty damn quick.
I told you they would.
Yeah, you did. I was like, no way.
But how much of that is just the luck of the tipster?
Call it lucky. Call it luck, doesn't matter.
I thought that the cops spotted him. They didn't track him down. Some person.
No, but it goes to show you now with the cameras and everything and how they were able to track him to the bus stop. It's hard. Everything you do now is on camera.
Well, we're also now in the world of young murderers.
Yes.
And they all have social media profiles.
I know.
You can find out everything about him online.
Yeah, his cousin's a Maryland state delegate.
You think Ted Kaczynski had a Facebook page?
No. No, he didn't.
He was living out in the woods.
I know. And yet this dude loves
him. This guy has all the social meds. Of course they're going to find him. Dummy.
We're coming for you, brother. We're coming for you. Yeah, Luigi. Old Luigi. And, you know, there's more and more is going to come out. We're going to have to hear from his parents.
Well, I was going to say, I was actually curious to hear from his parents.
Yeah. I mean, because obviously he came from a lot of, you know, a lot of money and resources. And that's the guy that rages against the system.
I know.
Well, I guess Kaczynski was the same thing, right? He was an affluent guy.
He was a professor, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. He was a professor at Cal. And was it Cal and Harvard, I think he was at?
Definitely Cal. I can't remember the other one.
This is why I love being dumb.
It's just easier.
Yeah.
The world is made for dumb people.
It's bliss for us.
Yeah. I just like that he gave the Unabomber Manifesto 4 stars and he gave the Lorax 5. It's like, I like the Unabomber Manifesto, but that Lorax.
Look at this guy.
Thumbs up.
Look at this guy dragging me into muddy water here.
What'd he say?
Mangione's family owns Hayfields Country Club, Turf Valley Resort, and 2 radio stations, so he was a golfer and a radio enthusiast like Rop. What is this? Catching strays out here.
Are you the next one up?
Hey, maybe I have back surgery and I have a break. Watch out.
Well, the idea.
Who would I take out? What industry titan would I take out?
Probably like the car industry. Someone that specializes
autos.
In loud mufflers.
Muffler people,
there you go.
I could see you go into like one of those like chop shop
find
places.
Find the CEO of Flowmasters or something like that.
See you taking out someone like that. Someone who's in charge of the federal aviation? Like someone who's in charge of like airline regulations. Yeah, I could see you going
air traffic
after,
controllers.
Yeah,
like that.
Rob's had enough of this. One plane gets turned around too many. Which is the idea that some, and this is the same thing for anyone that decides to go on a mass shooting or even like this, where it's just the single, the fact that you think you're going to do a damn thing. That you think that you're going to be the one to start the race war. You're going to be the one to start the culture war. You get bent. I hope you get what's coming to you in prison.
And as Deal says, I really hope he has a brother named Mario.
Mario wouldn't have been caught so easy.
Me too. Like Mario. The Sarnia brothers. What if it were Luigi and Mario? Luigi and Mario Mangione or whatever their names are.
There are so many good memes and different things out there about. I mean, just the fact that he's a handsome Italian named Luigi. A lot of Soprano things coming in, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Should have gotten caught at the Olive Garden, you know. McDonald's. Got caught at the old McDonald's. At least get caught at like a Chick-fil-A or something, right? A classy establishment. Arby's. Arby's isn't snitching on you.
Makes you wonder how many restaurants or, I don't know, gas stations, you know, wherever he has been for, what's it been? It's been
a bit, right?
Like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, almost a week.
It's like middle of last week.
Makes you wonder how, like, he's just been running around with that gun and manifesto, obviously showing his face. Yeah. How many places has he gone into where no one's recognized him?
Well, it just goes to show you, too, that outside of McDonald's employees, no one's really paying attention to anything. And we're all so busy in our phones and our heads up our own ass. Like, very few people are actually paying attention to much of anything, which is why I'm surprised that someone at McDonald's was like, hey, this is it. And the fact that you, like, it would take a lot for me to call the police. Because in my own head, I'd be like, no, dude, I'm not.
What are the chances it's actually him?
What are the chances?
Him?
Like, well, I'm, now
what
I'm
if just, you saw the gun?
Yeah, that might do it. But now I'm just going to call the cops and have some poor bastard harassed and they're going to come in here with guns drawn. And I'm like, dude, I'm not ruining someone's day.
Yeah,
like
I got to get my Big Mac.
Exactly. I'm just like,
then I'll call the cops.
I'm not dealing with that.
What if he escapes from prison?
With the help of some, like, he's going to end up sleeping with a prison guard or whatever. And
I saw someone on Twitter say that he's going to be represented by Tommy DeVito's agent.
You haven't heard that one too?
What?
So of course,
sleep with the guard and then.
Well, now of course, like everyone's out of the woodwork saying they know, because you know, hey, I know this guy went to school with him, so there's a lot of the he's bi that's floating around.
Yeah, someone's like, I had a friend who made out with him. For the record, he's bi.
He's bi.
Hell, I'd make out with him. You seen him?
Look at those abs. He does have great abs.
He's hot as hell.
He may have a bad back, but he's got fantastic abs.
Pecs too.
Should have worked out that back harder.
Did you see his Japanese rant though?
No.
He went on a whole thing about Japanese sex toys. He solved the Japanese population problems. You know, in Japan, they're not having kids. And he went on a whole rant about how he could solve the Japanese kid problem. And one of it is stop watching porn and stop using the Japanese sex toys. Talked about the Japanese masturbator sleeves that are popular over there. That was in part of his whole rant. So he clearly was a deep thinker and was taking on the problems of the world. Mm. From, you know, the healthcare industry to Japanese masturbation toys. This man had the answer for everything.
He had a couple jokes on him, too. I saw one of the Twitter replies when somebody said, you know, do any of you idiots have a PhD? And he said, yeah, a pretty huge D.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, wasn't the guy that, someone's saying the psycho killers, they're all smart guys from big-time universities. Wasn't the guy that killed all the Idaho students, wasn't he like a PhD guy?
I don't know, but he sure looks like one.
He was a PhD candidate in criminology, but I don't think he was like an Ivy League dude. Oh. But he was from the Northeast.
Yeah, he was either a PhD guy or was, like you said, was studying to be one.
Yeah, because I know he was a TA for some classes and he was also studying.
Yeah, it's not the poor dumb kids, man. It's those rich smarty pantses. So we're all safe.
And yet he goes to McDonald's with the gun and manifesto in his pocket and just sits
That's
there.
That's the thing. No. He has face. To want to have gotten caught, right? Yeah, no. Otherwise you would not have kept the gun that
He just didn't
long.
Care.
No one could stop the McRib. I think
deep down people like this want to be, and this is part of the mental illness.
The fame.
They want the fame. They want to be.
He wants credit for what he did.
Yeah, they want to be the hero. They want to be that guy. All right, we'll take a break. Coming up next, we have viral video news involving Johnny Manziel. Next on The Fan.
I looked on it. So his Instagram account.
Who are we talking about?
Luigi's. Luigi.
Hey. The murderer. He's the United Healthcare CEO murderer.
Over 30,000 new followers. Many of them saying that you know, they like what he's got going on. Some flirty, some outright sexual comments. There's a legal defense fund for GoFundMe that's already been put up.
People are funding that? Like, how much is...
I don't know. I'll have to click on it. But yeah, there's a GoFundMe for legal defense of the suspect. I mean, it's crazy. Up, his Twitter is now up over 61,000 followers. It went from 829 followers to 61,000. It is amazing how, like fame, right? Like, you mentioned, like, you want to get caught. Like, I wonder if deep down he's looking at this and this is everything that he wants. He loves it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, his mugshot, as you pointed out, is really something. He's all, it's like a, he looks like, it looks like a fashion show.
He's got a nice outfit on. He's wearing a cool scarf. And by the way, people are already doing the AI. So it's a good photo. And then people are doing AI of it where it's being brought to life, where he brings up the gun and like winks and kisses. And I mean, it's, if you're that guy's family, if you, was it Brian, is it Thompson? Who's the guy?
Brian Thompson.
God, if you're the family of that, you just can't be on the internet.
No. Nope.
You're just going to have to go away for a while.
You got
to
avoid it.
You got to avoid it because it's rough. I'm trying to see if I can find, because they posted a shot of the GoFundMe. I'm trying to see if anything has actually been, you know, if anyone is donating to this. Because if so, boy, you want to talk about like having your head up your ass. You're donating to the legal fund of that guy?
Well, we've got a viral video out there involving Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, what did he do now?
That everyone's talking about. Well, maybe not everyone.
People.
People are talking.
About the water.
And he's in the bathtub. By the way, he has a smoke show of a girlfriend.
Oh, that goes without saying.
Her name is Josie Canseco.
Oh,
that's Jose Canseco's daughter.
I can't say I knew that they were dating, but
and
yes.
And she is a hot.
Canseco's daughter is absolutely a hot.
Well, they posted a video for his birthday on their socias,
mm-hmm.
and they're in the bathtub together.
Come on, Googling now.
And Manziel is getting weird looks on his faces while he is washing her hair.
They're doing it, right?
I don't think they are
or
doing it.
Or something close?
No, I just think, I don't know. I have so much question.
I'm doing social media wrong.
Yeah, it's like, imagine posting that.
Like, I go home and I'm like, hey, BTJ, I got an idea for something. We got to get in the shower and don't worry, it's going to be tasteful.
Or let's just say you're harmlessly filming something, right? Like, yeah. you and the BTJ are having a moment in the bathtub, whatever. As people do. And all of a sudden, he's like, oh, this guy, post that, babe. Post that to the Meads.
And I love you, my best friend forever. I'm proud of the man you've grown into. You're the kindest heart I've ever met. How lucky. How did I get so lucky? Happy birthday, my baby.
It's so weird.
So she.
It's so weird. She,
and she thought that that look of him.
Yeah, and that, he's back there washing her hair.
Yeah.
And I do not, for the record, I do not believe that they are doing it, because there's another photo where you can see her knees up at her chest.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there would be no, like, physically, that would be very, based on where they're, you know, like, you know.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Maybe they're flexible.
Well, but I just don't.
Rob's not seeing how.
No. Science. But, yeah, it's just weird. The whole thing's weird. And then his face as he's stroking her hair.
Yeah, his face. The screenshots of it.
And he looks terrible.
Yeah,
and
he's all bloated and fat.
Just a mess. I don't understand. Help me understand.
I don't know, man.
That one.
I am just fascinated by our need to post.
What is Colorado Rockies?
Things on internet now.
Especially that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess go viral, right? I mean, anything to go viral.
We're talking about it.
Yeah. Well, the CEO killer, right? I mean, I get just go viral. Anything you can do to go viral. Because neither one of these idiots has a job. So I'm guessing their whole job is social media stuff. So do what you can to get attention. I dated someone who was a big social media person, and it's exhausting. I mean, not to this level, but I just don't know how people are around when everything that you are doing, they want to film and post. Like that, I just think it takes a certain type of person, and that just is not me. That is, that's a tough one.
Who would you rather hang out with, Jose Canseco or Johnny Manziel?
Oh my God.
Manziel.
Really?
Yeah, I think Jose Canseco's a psycho, not a normal person.
Have you seen Johnny Manziel?
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
I mean, Johnny. First of all, Johnny Manziel golfs. You could. He's apparently a stick. You could go out and play golf with him.
That's true. He sports bets too.
Yeah, he has gotten into the gambling space. I see he does content on like the Action Network and other places like that. So he's dabbling in there too.
Then I guess it's Manziel.
But you got Jose Canseco, man. He was one of the Bash Brothers, bro.
I think I'm with you. I think you got to go Manziel, and that pains me to say. That absolutely pains me to say. But also, can you question like what Jose Canseco's daughter is that she's in love with Johnny Manziel?
Yeah, I've had the same thought. I'm like, what is she doing?
Yeah,
well, but then I remembered, well, she's Jose's daughter.
She's Jose's daughter.
Like, it all fits.
It kind of makes sense that all just kind of goes together.
Well, social media is abuzz over this viral half-naked video.
Where's the...
Well, fully naked.
Yeah, fully naked.
Because they're in the bathtub, but
where's
the
rot bathroom video? Can we get one of those tonight?
Coming soon.
I don't even have a bathtub.
We don't either, actually.
Yeah.
We have showers.
Yeah. Do it from, like, the hot tub or something, but it's not as cool. I don't have any hair to wash, either. I gotta wash my beard. Get in there and scrub it up a little bit. And that's what gets people, huh?
Hot.
Just...
Well, I don't know that it does, but it's what they thought would get people.
Johnny Manziel. Is it good to be Johnny Manziel?
That's a good question.
I'm not certain that it is.
Could be a tortured existence.
Yeah, he has substance abuse issues or has had. Once an addict, always an addict.
Yeah, I think I'm all right, man.
I don't know if he's sober or not, but...
I mean, he won a Heisman Trophy. And
that's a tough fight.
Yeah.
He did win a high. I'm sure he has great stories, and he had a great time in college, which a lot of us did.
I'll bet you he had like a 5 or 6 year run.
Yeah,
in college in the beginning of the NFL. I'll bet you those are some interesting years.
I think he's got money. He's got some money.
Really?
I mean, some.
Yeah, I'm sure he still signs. Well, I mean, does the Heisman commercials and stuff. I bet you he does fine.
Yeah, and he's got Jose Canseco. Although Jose Canseco is all
broke too.
Isn't he broke?
I bet you Manziel pieces together a pretty good living off of endorsements, and I'm sure down in Texas he signs stuff. And I bet you, maybe it's not as bad as I think to be Johnny Manziel. You know,
I think the worst part are the addiction demons.
Yeah. I think, especially when you're down in Texas like that and you win a Heisman and all that, I'm guessing you can probably piece together a pretty good life just off of that.
How old is he?
He's got to be 30-something, doesn't he?
He made $7.7 million in the NFL.
Well, but that's half of that, and you know he pissed most of it away.
Of course, yeah. So I'm just saying wasn't a lot to begin. I mean, $7 million is a lot of money, but it's not like megastar money to begin with.
He's 32.
So he could reinvent himself if he,
Yeah, I don't think that's happening anytime soon. Ryan Leaf did it, right?
Yeah, so there you go. Josie's worth $2 million, according to internet.
Yeah, and hers is probably like OnlyFans or, social media stuff.
Yeah.
I'll bet you they piece together a pretty good life. Neither one of them has a real job. They hang out, probably still get invited to a lot of parties and stuff. I'm guessing that's not that bad.
All right, do you need a stand-in girlfriend for the holidays?
Ooh, interesting. I wonder what BTJ would think of that if I subbed her out.
Let's get her on the horn.
Honey, what did you feel about a stand-in for all those events that... can we get a stand-in boyfriend so that I don't have to go to her events?
Imagine telling BTJ, babe, we got all this holiday stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you don't have to go. I've got a stand-in. How do you think that would go?
I got a good idea. I think it involves a fork in my eye. I'm not kidding.
That story next. Here's my...
What is... Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let me introduce you to a woman named Jasenia Rebecca.
Okay.
She's 29. And she is claiming that she is a Christmas girl. Well, she will be your holiday party stand-in.
Mm-hmm. Isn't this just a hooker?
No.
Sounds like
she's not necessarily giving the favors. She's, well, not those kind of favors, at least.
No.
Yeah, this sounds
she's
like,
based in Miami.
It sounds like you're a hooker.
And on social media, she has released her Christmas girlfriend packages.
Mm-hmm.
And she has services that cost up to about $150 an hour. She says, "Hey, single guys, I'm providing a great service for the holidays." She will be your stand-in girlfriend.
Again, this just sounds like a hooker.
Well, again, you're missing the bigger point. She doesn't hump you.
Okay.
That would be a bit of a problem.
Can I ask a question, though?
Yeah.
You can pay hookers.
Wait, no.
You can pay hookers to, like, go on dates with you. So if I was paying a woman to hang out with me at my Christmas party and whatnot, why wouldn't I just pay someone to hang out with me and then at the end of the evening?
Well, I have to answer your question with a question. If you pay me to hang out with you.
Yeah.
And I do not stoop you.
Yeah.
And I don't have a history of stooping people for money.
Yeah.
Am I a hooker?
No.
Thank you. That's no. What she is.
Yeah.
I think what you're saying is you don't buy that she's not sleeping with these dudes. I think that's what you're trying to say.
I'm looking at this. I'm looking at her profile.
Yeah.
She's a very curvaceous, very pretty woman.
Mm-hmm.
And what I don't understand is why a man... would clearly pay a woman to pretend to like him, to put on a charade that going out and doing these things, and then not the sort of man that would pay for that seems like he'd be willing to pay a few extra bucks for the end of the evening. Unless it's the guy who thinks that, oh, I bet I can convince this lady at the end of the night to do it for free.
Well, I think she's just trying to get the guy who wants to present a certain way.
Sure.
You know?
The person who's going home to their family, who everyone's saying, like, is he ever going to settle down?
Yeah.
Like, it feels like he's never got a partner, and that's a...
Right.
I guess a point of pain for them every holiday season, so they're trying to avoid that.
And this is no offense to hookers who listen to our show. If you're listening, this is not a shot at you.
We love you.
We do love you.
Yeah.
Some of us more than others.
Hey, you're out there getting it done, man. I got no judgment.
But... They're not exactly the type that you take home to family on Christmas. Mm. This young lady is more upscale, presentable. She says she'll even crack some jokes.
See, I'm willing to guess that there are the high-end gals, maybe not the ones you find on 82nd Avenue.
Well, you pay far less for this girl.
That's true.
Than the ones who have the expectation that
that's true.
They have to bone you at the end of it.
It's a valid point.
That's a premium.
Yeah.
This, she says, $250. Mm-hmm. She said, if single men who opt for the silver package pay her $250, you have to give her a gift, and she'll show up. She'll spend 2 hours. She'll eat dinner and tell a few jokes with your family. If you pay for the gold package, which is $450, she will stay for 3 hours. While there, she will concoct a cute story about how she met the man, so his family is none the wiser. And she will even do dishes. You can get her for a 6-hour platinum package, which she will go in and help the mom. Well, that's sexist. Yeah. She will help whomever do the dishes.
Didn't her post say she would go help your mom with the dishes?
Yes, yeah,
that's
the platinum.
Her words, not ours.
Problem is that now that you've put this out on social media, what are the chances someone's like, "Hey, I know you. There's no way you're dating my Uncle Joey. I've seen you somewhere before." Next thing
you know, I subscribe to your page. You're not who you say you are.
Next thing you know, you're getting ratted out, and now you look like a buffoon, and you're not getting any at the end of the evening. So as someone puts out on the text line, so she's not a hooker, she's a useless hooker.
God. Well, I don't know. Maybe there's a market for this.
Although, is there?
Well, maybe. I think the idea, maybe, but I don't. She obviously doesn't know men very well.
No.
So any
maybe
man,
she does. I don't know.
No, she might. But any man who pays her $250 or more,
yeah,
is going to. He may not expect something sexually,
but he's thinking.
But yes, he's going to try to get
in the back of his mind. Something could happen.
Yeah. That's right.
And I think that's where this stems from. Is every guy's like, yeah, at the end of the evening, she's going to be so impressed by me. No, she's not.
And she's not. She's doing it for $600.
Yeah. Is there a reverse for this? Are women like? Because I would think that a woman too at a party would want to bring, you know, a man, no strings attached. Although I'm guessing that that'd be really easy for her to find any guy. Why is a crowd male prostitute, but with no sex?
Hey, again, not a hooker.
No. Time escort.
Yeah. Stand-in boyfriend. Stand-in hunk. .com.
Here's the question. If we put this up there for the holidays and we said to listeners, for $500, I will come hang out with you at your Christmas party all day. I'll be your buddy. We'll you know, drink, whatever. Does someone pay for you or I to hang out at their Christmas party?
Well,
I think they do.
I would like
absolutely. Someone in this Portland metro
yes.
area, and you guys could probably charge triple if you went together as a package deal.
Yeah, I think they do.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I would like to state live on the air that I am not doing that.
I think Rob's for sale.
I think you have a price.
Yeah, no. I think you got a price.
Well, I do have a price.
Five figures,
but
you're doing
it. Ain't $500. And I also think that Souk secretly threw that out there as a ploy to raise money for his holiday Christmas gifts for his kids, knowing full well that somebody will have you out.
Well, I was thinking about raising money for my Christmas hookers. I mean, those aren't cheap. This is expensive. So you just, you know, I trade my time, someone else trades their time, and we're all happy and merry. Wouldn't that be great? What are you doing for the holidays? Oh, no, I got the HP party on the 12th, and then I got the Schneider gig on the 13th. That one's going to be tough. He just got my calendar all laid out, just a series of random parties that I'm going to.
I'll tell you what, I think it would be cool. It would be a cool gig if you could get into the corporate high-up, like stand-in boyfriend world for the high-up ladies,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Is there a market? I don't know. But if there were, that would be cool. Of course, I don't have what it takes to be that.
No one's showing up at a high-end corporate event and you're bringing me.
Me, yeah. Or either of us. But, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that would be...
My buddy, on last Friday, my buddy got invited to the Columbia... Is it the Columbia Yacht Club?
Yeah, right there.
They were having a Christmas ships party,
country
right? Club. And so I was talking to him and he goes, he's like, hey... I got this, me and my wife are going to this thing. He's like, what are you doing? I said, oh, my lady's gone. She was out doing something. But I'm like, I'm just hanging around. He goes, hey, the guy whose house it is listens to your show, and he would love for you to come by. And I was like, oh. I was like, yeah, well, that sounds kind of cool. And I said, hey, what's like the attire? And he's like, I'll take a photo when I get there. And so he takes this photo, and everyone is like dressed to the nines, right? Yacht club attire.
Ascot?
People were decked out. And I was wearing old dirty work boots, jeans with holes in them, and a pub beer t-shirt.
Did you go?
I texted him a photo, and I was like, this might be a little awkward, but I'm not certain that I can roll in there stag like this. And the best part is his response when he saw the photo was like, yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah, let's just keep you away. Thank you.
It's like, maybe you should sit this one out. I said, yeah, no problem.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, we got to go. Coming up next is Roundtable, Oregon Ducks Roundtable, where I'm sure they'll talk about Oregon.
What do you think we'll talk about?
And table things.
I think you're going to talk about Oregon beating Penn State. Yeah. Am I right?
Probably.
Am I close?
Are you going to whine about their path in the national championship?
Probably not. We will talk about the path to the national championship, possible opponents and such.
All right, well, stay tuned for that. That's next. We are back tomorrow. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can.
Another show.
Another one.
3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.